Milwaukee Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo expected to miss up to 2 weeks with a low-grade left groin strain. What does that mean? How is it treated? How painful is it? Dr. Patrick Yost is an orthopedic surgeon at Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin. They're the best in the business. Dr. Yost, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's start by having you please define what is a low-grade left groin strain. How are these graded, and what exactly does that mean?
Well, to me, that means it's muscular in nature. The adductor muscles make up the groin. They help with bringing the knee back towards the midline. And they can be strained or sprained, especially in high-impact, high-level athletics. If that's all it is, these kinds of things usually clear up. I think 2 weeks is a reasonable amount of time.
Oh, you do? Okay, because I was worried they were just giving a lowball number. So you think that he'll be okay in 2 weeks?
You know, everybody's injury is different. I see a lot of people with hip problems, and a lot of people are diagnosed with a groin strain because the hip tends to give people groin pain. So if people have a hip injury, they'll come in and say, I pulled my groin. So sometimes these things drag on longer than expected, and people end up finding that they actually have an injury to the hip itself. Now, professional athletes usually get an MRI every time they complain of pain anywhere, so I would expect that that's been ruled out already. But I do see a lot of groin pain that turns out to be a hip or labrum problem.
How's it treated? Is it just rest or is it other things?
Well, it really depends on the severity. We do see labrum tears that will be minor and heal with just time and rest. Some of them need surgery. There are plenty of professional athletes who've had labrum injuries that they ended up missing a whole season for. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves, at no point has this seemed like that's what it is, but labrum tears can present with groin pain, and that sometimes is the initial guess is that it's a muscle strain.
What do you usually see as signs? I've heard some people hear popping, and some people have seen bruising on them.
Yeah, that bruising, I guess, is pretty uncommon from either a groin strain or a labral tear, unless there's actually tearing of the muscle that's relatively superficial. Popping is usually the sign of a new mechanical problem. So for instance, if the labrum or cartilage actually has a tear in it, people will sometimes be able to recreate a click or a pop that's painful. But a muscle thing usually won't do that. But if there's a real bad tear, you'll see swelling, bruising, and it'll even sometimes track down someone's thigh.
How painful is it?
Well, it can be pretty painful. I think these guys deal with pain all day, every day. So for a guy like that to limp and then the way he fouled somebody to get himself out, I think there was some serious pain there.
Is he sidelined likely because of a pain threshold issue, or with this sort of injury, is it because he could further injure it if he were to keep playing?
Yeah, I think both are true. Imagine if you've got a partial tear of a muscle, and if you don't rest it properly and then you jump, twist, sprint, you can tear that all the way. And now you've got a much bigger problem that takes quite a bit longer to recover. So doctors who take care of professional athletes tend to be pretty cautious with things like that, because you hate to let a guy go back because he's got a good pain tolerance and then he's out for six more weeks.
How common is this in basketball?
It's pretty common. These guys, they're big, they're tall, they're strong, and they're fighting with other people who are big and tall and strong. They move quickly, they're explosive. To be at this kind of a level of success, they really have to move in a way that most of us just can't imagine. So it's pretty common. These kind of muscle injuries are very common.
The NBA, unrelated to the Giannis situation, has had some coaches complaining that there are a lot more soft tissue-ish injuries taking place. They say the schedule's more compact. These guys are playing 80 games, sometimes back-to-back at the high-caliber level that you were just describing. What's your take on that? More soft tissue injuries? Could it be because this schedule gets more compressed?
I think there's a lot to that. I mean, these guys are expected to play two nights in a row, fly overnight, stay in a hotel, then try to warm up again and play again at a high level. This is a tough game. And yes, I think those coaches are right, and they need to protect their players. But at the same time, it's a business, and the teams want to have their star player out on the court as much as possible. So I don't think we've heard the end of that conversation.
So what would Giannis be doing likely over these next 2 weeks to get back to normal?
Well, number one, he's resting a lot. I think there's going to be a lot of treatments. They have pretty amazing resources where they'll be athletic trainers, they'll be physical therapists. They're going to be working on him a lot. You can only speed up biology so much. If there's been a muscle or even a cartilage tear, there's only so much you can do out externally to the body. You can only inject things. It's not going to change that the biologic healing still takes time.
It seems like in some instances when guys have a hamstring issue or an oblique or something like that, it becomes more likely that they injure it again. Or you hear some players having the same injury through the course of their career. Could this sort of injury reoccur because he got the injury initially?
Yeah, that's a serious concern. That's a really good point. Hamstrings are a really common one where if patients have had a hamstring tear or pull, then they're just sort of waiting for it to happen again, and they're very tentative about it. We've seen some calf injuries, some pretty high-profile ones where the patient will have a calf strain or a sprain, and then something terrible happens because they went back with maybe still some discomfort, or maybe their muscle isn't protecting the tendon as well. So absolutely, yes, it can be a risk in the future. It's a little bit less commonly seen in, we'll call them adductor strains or groin strains, but it still definitely can happen.
Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin has the best imaging, the best physical therapists, and you deal primarily with guys who are average pickleball players. What's it like if you get a low-grade left groin strain and you don't have the world-class facilities that the Bucks have? How long would someone be out potentially?
I think if it's a low-grade strain, it still could be 2 to 4 weeks. I mean, just being realistic, if you and I go and play pickleball against each other, we're not moving the way Giannis is moving. The biology is the biology. Humans only heal muscle at a certain speed. So probably we're looking at a 2 to 4 week thing.
Dr. Patrick Yost is with Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin. Start your journey to feeling better by checking them out. They can help you. The website is ohow.com. Dr. Yost, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.